Welcome to episode 59 of the Repossible Podcast. I'm your host, Bradley Schrabenow. It must be Thursday. I wish I'd had someone to guide me at an earlier age. That's what someone wrote on a Facebook post as a comment to the post I had written about my work with Spark Campfire and my nieces. And I was thinking, if you're no longer at an earlier age, can you help someone who is? So I posted in a closed and private 30,000 plus member strong Facebook group for writers about my experience with my nieces and writing their books. I was overwhelmed with the responses. Here are a few snippets. This is wonderful. I helped my granddaughter, who is 10, to write her first story and posted it on my blog. She was so proud, and so was I. Congratulations. Linda. There are many more. I'm just going to read a few. Tracy says, "That is all kinds of awesome." Then Rabina says, "Wow, congratulations. And I might say, both the ideas seem to be very proactive in general. I love that they have recognized problems of their age group or in general and want to help by putting forward a reasonable solution. Kids are much better human beings than adults. Thank you for this story. It tells us we still have hope for a better world." Wow. I mean, we're talking hope for a better world because I'm writing a book together with my nieces. I mean, they're writing it. I'm helping them. What else we got? Loreen says, "I love this so much. A brilliant gift and wonderful way to bridge the geographical and generational gap. Please do update us on their success." What an accomplishment and inspiration. And we have Rose, who says, "Okay, this is a total win in my book. I've always said the best gifts are experiences. They allow for memories to be created and the bonds of love for family to grow stronger." That's from Rose C. Then Cheryl says, "That's awesome. My friend's 12-year-old wants to write a book and publish, and I'm waiting for him to send me his work so I can help. This seems like an awesome way to hear the voices of our next generation." Wow. I mean, some big stuff going down in my comments in my Facebook post. An awesome way to hear the voices of our next generation. Corinna just busts it down and she says, "Wah, I'm crying." And Susan says, "Awesome. My 5-year-old daughter wants to publish this summer when she's off school. She wants to write about her love for cats and kittens. Then my husband chimes in to make it like Wonky Donkey. Kitty Witty is so pretty. Love what you did with your nieces." But the one that hit me really hard and made me think back to when I was younger, a hungry young writer who knew he wanted to write but didn't quite know what to do about it, and thus didn't do enough, was this one from Sheila G. The full quote, here's the full quote. "Kids always amaze me. People can have an idealized image of how children are, their intelligence, what they care about, but spend time with them and you'll see they are aware and so bright. I wish I'd had someone to guide me through publishing at an earlier age. I'd probably be a lot further along than I am." Sheila. Wow, that one hit home. Kinda hard. "At least I can help bring forth youth who might be where I was when I was searching way back when." Repossible Podcast for this Thursday. I'm leaving you with that one. If you're young, great. If you're a little older than young, how can we help the youth who might be in a spot where we were way back when? That's Repossible for me. Till next week, I'm Bradley Schrabenow, and you are Repossible.